From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of botanist Kathleen Sace, today's topic is the Oregon ash. Oregon ash is a native tree of shorelines and damp floodplains. Preferring wet to damp soils, Oregon ash lives from southern British Columbia west of the Cascades, south along the west side of the Sierra Nevada, and the transverse ranges of southern California. It is one of the last trees to leaf out each spring and the earliest to go dormant in the fall. Leaves are a gorgeous greenish gold in the spring and then a bright yellow gold in autumn. Trees can grow to 75 feet tall and live 250 years. Like all deciduous species, it can be messy in a yard, dropping leaves each fall, seeding around with abandon, and shedding branches in storms. Oregon ash blooms in the spring and sets seed in the early fall. The seeds are in wings structured called samaras, which blow around on the air. Maples also have samaras. There are small patches of Oregon ash at Cape Disappointment State Park, even a few trees on West Sand Island. Okay. It really comes into its own upriver, where it is an understory tree growing with Sitka spruce, black cottonwood, and red alder on floodplains. Like other ashes, Oregon ash has strong, tough wood used where pieces have to hold up to regular strain and shock during use. Today it is used for sports equipment, furniture, including paneling and veneers, barrels and tools. Native tribes use this wood for canoe paddles. It also has a high BTU content and is a good firewood. Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge.